going, everyone? Welcome to episode 1 of Drew News. I'm so excited to be starting this up for real, man. So today we're going to be talking about the latest rappers on the come up, the hottest artists in drill at the minute, and some banging tunes that have came out in the last few days. We'll also be talking about some of Drew's best and funniest ad-libs, and we'll be discussing plans for the podcast in the future. So let's get right into this. So the rapper that I think is on the come out right now, called Rushy, alright, released his new song, Trippity Trap. Bro, it's honestly a banger, I swear down. You know what, I'm going to play that tune in a second, right? But if you're not listening to this on the Anchor app, and you're listening to it on fucking Apple's version of podcasts or whatever it is, then go to Apple Music or Spotify to listen to it, because I don't think you'll be able to hear it on the app. So now let's talk about the hottest artists at drill in a minute, alright? So personally, I think the two hottest people right now have got to be Ross and Dig That, obviously, and Lowski, because Dig That and Lowski obviously releasing No Cap, and like Lowski's been doing bare bangers after he got out of jail and that. Hazard 2.0, which got taken down sadly, but he's just coming out with all this. And then we've got Russ, who had Keisha and Becky, had all the remixes, Gunly, like he's doing good for himself right now. And they're like coming back up. Like Dig That, he had Air Force and Tactics, they were like his big songs, and then he kind of died out for a while in my opinion. I don't know about what anyone else thinks, but I don't really hear much from him, but he just came back with a banger, man. Like everyone loved it, I swear. So next, I want to talk about Drill's funniest ad-libs. Now, the first one that comes to our mind, like right now, is that V9 ad-lib, that Oi Camille one. I don't know why, but sometimes I listen to a song, he does it in the Andy and Dwight, and I think it's either on Devilish or Charged Up, but it has me creasing. It's got to be one of the best ad-libs, and totally one of the funniest. The ad-lib that's always in the songs for Ross and Tion Wayne, that one's quite good. I don't know if it's Ross's or Tion Wayne's ad-lib, I only ever hear it in like the remixes and that, but it's one of theirs. It's like that, like cracked screaming sort of thing. I think that's what they're trying to impersonate, but yeah, that one's always got me creasing. But I think they're like the funniest ad-libs right now. I mean, the Oi Camille one, that's a classic, everyone's known about that for ages, but the rest are just like normal standard stuff like Skirt and that. CBiz has some alright ones, but that's about it. So right now I want to actually like talk about some news that's like happening. This isn't really true, this is more UK rap. I think we've all heard about the situation with Dino Driss, where he, it's like it was going everywhere, that video where he was getting arrested and that, and then it came out that fucking it was all staged for a fucking music video and that, or that's what it was seen as. He never like came out and specifically said that, I don't think, but he did upload a little video to his Twitter where it was Swarms getting Driz out of the back of the car, and that would have never happened in real life, so it must have been staged. But I think this will like have a negative impact on stuff like this, because with everything that's happened with Lowski, and now police are like trying to use like stuff like this and little bits and that to try and stop Drill by saying it like it's like giving a bad name to the police and that. I feel like this is not going to have a very good impact on Drill and Raf in a total, because police might try and shut it down. They might be like, oh yeah, they're trying to like make police out to just arrest people for nothing, which is true some of the times, but if you're doing it in a music video, they're just going to cause slander and then to get taken down. But that's just my opinion, right? Anyway. So last but not least, everybody wants to know what plans do I have for doing this drill news and that, and like where are we gonna take it. I think I'm gonna put this on the Apple Spotify thing and any others that are willing to take the podcast. But right now I don't have a certain schedule for the videos. It'll either be once a week or it's like if like a banging tune gets dropped or something like big happens in drill, like someone dies or gets arrested or something mad like that, I'll create an episode. But for now I'm just gonna take it as like one episode a week until something big happens or something like that. So that has been the first ever episode of Drill News. Hopefully I can continue this and get enough people that enjoy this to want to continue this. But till next time, everyone, I'll see you in a bit, yeah?